Hello, Earthlings. Kerr's High Cat Attack Podcast. Sweeping you away like a Beyond Borg backhand. The Cats back on the winner's list with a nice win over North Melbourne. Was it a nice win? They only kicked 9 goals from 62 entries, but North Melbourne stunk the whole show up with just one sausage roll. So not sure what to make of that. Ben Castanelli with you. I'm joined by K-Rock's number one caller, and it is 9 to 10 lengths. We'll have to get the Kodak sort of camera action to find out whether it is 9 or 10 to our second best caller. And Tom King joins me.
Hello, Benny. No, it wasn't a nice win.
No, it was a crap game.
It was horrendous.
Yeah, I agree.
Would you rather have been at Marvel or at GMHBA?
Well, I don't know. I saw Melbourne Collingwood that day as well, and that was absolutely horrific.
Football's not great at
the moment. No, it's not. It's winter. Maybe we need some no-dos just to keep us moving. It was crap, yeah. Look, it was... Geelong needed to win, though, and they did. So that was the positive, the tick. I mentioned 62 entries for 9 goals. The Cats scoring, you'd be able to get that up, Kingy. The Cats scoring over the last 8 weeks has gone downhill at a rate of knots.
In their losses, they haven't kicked more than double-figure goals.
They've struggled.
Yeah.
The scoring, the efficiency, the whole system going forward seems to be nowhere near to the level that it was in the season.
5 of their last 8 games have kicked less than 10 goals.
Yeah, it's an issue. And it'll be really interesting to see this week too, because Brisbane like to play a bit of a free-flowing sort of game. They can score like there's no tomorrow. They can score like Brad Pitt at the Blue Light Disco. And can the Cats... The Cats don't want to get involved in that, though, I think. The Cats want it to be a defensive struggle. That's probably their best chance to win.
Yeah, they'll like it to open up a little bit. I think they will, as they did for a lot of last year, their attack will start from their defence, which is not an ideal way to play the Lions, but... That might be the only way they can do it, is that they can launch off, get the turnover at half back and launch. And they're going to have to be daring with the ball this week, Geelong. They're just going to have to roll.
Well, the game might open up for them a little bit to be daring.
And the Gabba's not a bad ground for that. It's a bit more vast than some others.
Well, it's warmer.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be. Probably going to be 26 on Saturday.
There'll be some refreshments flowing, I would have thought. It's going to be 26, is it?
26 and a full house.
Yeah.
Sellout. How good's that?
Is it a sellout?
It's a sellout.
It's extracting the year on, is it really?
It's going to be a sellout. Yeah, they're only selling single ticket. You can't buy two tickets together, apparently, at the Gabba at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is exciting for footy. It's good for the Lions. It's good for the Cats, too, because I got this feeling, Kingy.
Yes.
That this weekend could potentially be the maker or the breaker for the Cats in terms of trying to win the premiership.
Oh, absolutely.
If they win, I reckon they play Brisbane again.
In a qualifying final.
At Melbourne, in Melbourne.
Yep.
If they lose...
Oh, they're going to Perth.
Well, it will depend. If they lose, they still can finish second.
Yep.
Because if Richmond beat West Coast...
And then Brisbane.
And then Richmond beat Brisbane...
Yep.
Geelong will be on the same number of points but have a better percentage...
True.
...than Richmond and West Coast.
Worst case scenario is they lose both and they're going to Perth.
They won't beat lose. Surely they lose. If they lose to Carlton, they might as well even bother playing in the finals.
Finals, no.
So my theory is, though, if they win this week and beat Brisbane and then Richmond beat Brisbane, which you'd think is...
Richmond
will go in heavy favourites.
What have Richmond won in a row now? They've won 8 in a row since the Cats beat them in round 12.
Yeah, it's probably about right. I'm not up with that sort of... how many you've won sort of thing as much as you are, but it's a lot.
Mm.
They're in good form.
Oh, absolutely.
So my theory is Cats win this week, they probably play Brisbane in the first week of finals. If they can't beat Brisbane in the first week of finals in Melbourne, then wow. And then that throws them into a prelim and then anything is possible. But they lose this week and then it just opens them up. They still could finish second, but that could potentially mean West Coast playing West Coast in the first week of finals in Melbourne.
Or Richmond.
Yeah, and right now... Well, Richmond will finish... Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's really important game. A, because you're up against a team that's at the pointy end, albeit an inexperienced team. Mm. And you're on the road. Your form's been patchy.
Yep.
But it's such a massive game in the context of their season, not just to get the win, but potentially what happens post the win.
Lions have won 8 in a row, but this is who they've beaten. St Kilda, Melbourne, the Giants, who are just going, Port Adelaide, who are up and down like you would not believe, North Melbourne, who are flaky, Hawthorn, the Bulldogs, and Gold Coast.
So one of those teams in the finals.
Yes.
Got GWS.
Yeah. So is it a false dawn, what we've seen from
the Lions? Well, this is my... And I reckon that the old theory that the best thing that potentially happened for the Cats on the weekend was that Brisbane played the Gold Coast.
Mm.
because the Gold Coast were putrid.
Yeah, it was a training run.
So they got a false sense of where they're at.
Will a Chris Fagan
team? He'll pump up the fact that that's not the case. And the players, but subconsciously, you go from playing one team that is absolutely inept to hopefully the Cats, who are got good systems in place, defensive systems. They're much harder to score against. They can frustrate the Lions. They bring that. It becomes a very, very different game to the one you played a week ago.
Yep.
The thing I liked about Geelong on the weekend was, despite the fact that it wasn't a pretty game, was that often when it's happened to Geelong, the game that springs to mind for me was against Port Adelaide. Geelong outnumbered North Melbourne around the ball a lot. Your naked eye, you think, geez, a lot of Cats around that ball. They'd win the ball.
Although that jumper clash was a bit deceiving.
It was, but Geelong seemed to have the numbers around the contest. Yep. So they were hunting in numbers, which was I thought was
that's a good sign.
Was the positive.
Yep.
And conversely, when they lost to Port Adelaide, there was four Port Adelaide players around the contest every two Geelong players.
Yep.
So you noticed the fact that, and that's going to happen when you're winning, but I really noticed for the four quarters, Geelong outnumbered North. Now, if they can do that to Brisbane and stymie their ball movement, I reckon that's the key to beating them.
Yep. The Cats have won eight straight against the Lions. The last Lions win was the Ash McGrath game.
Yeah, but this is a different Lions team.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. They're just saying this is a, yeah, but that's Geelong have had a good run over the top of Brisbane in recent times. But yes, you're right. There's
some cracking games this weekend.
Oh, it's maybe the best round of the year.
Yeah. So Richmond West Coast is a
Collingwood Adelaide, Fremantle Essendon.
Yep. One other game too there, the Bulldogs Giants, is it?
Bulldogs and Giants, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good game too because the Doggies are trying to slip into eighth place. So, yeah, there's some cracking footy and no more important for the Pussycats than to get the chocolates. Obviously, some massive matchups. Harris Andrews on Tom Hawkins.
Yes.
He's, for people who, you know, we don't see Brisbane all the time, they're a bit off Broadway, but Harris Andrews.
He's a gun.
He is.
When they didn't have him, I think, did they lose to Hawthorn, or they were pushed by Hawthorn? Was there a game he missed recently where he wasn't in the side and it was like, whoa, gee, we need Harris Andrews?
Yeah, he missed a couple. He got suspended, didn't he? He is Brisbane's Mark Blitzarves.
Yep.
And is equally as good, if not, you know, maybe a marginally better. He is an absolute gun. So his battle with Tommy Hawkins will be an absolute cracker.
Yep.
McCluggage is an absolute gun in the midfield. Geelong, it'd be great to see Asava Radaglia play well. I'm not sure.
Who's the matchup?
Yeah, well, I don't know that Lions have that matchup. No. So he's one that potentially.
That'd be Gardner, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but Gardner's more of a halfback flanker. He's not a 197 metre key
position.
But they're
not
player.
Overly tall, though.
No, they're not. No. So that's my point. If Radaglia can have a good day and cause them some issues, it potentially means they're shuffling up their defence and they don't have a lot to shuffle.
No.
The other matchup, obviously.
Or does Josh Walker come back for the Lions?
Well, potentially.
Because he's an athletic beast.
Yep. Yeah, that's an option. That's an option, but he hasn't played a lot of defence in recent years.
That's where he's made his name. Where he's played this year has been down back.
Yeah.
He came in for Andrews as.
But he's played up forward. I think he's played more forward.
Mostly this year down back for his games that he's played.
Yeah, okay.
But he had to reinvent himself because there's no room up forward.
He did a bit of yeah.
He did.
He's 6'5 with the afro, 6'9. He's a pretty good dribbler. Oh, Josh, he was just going as bald. He was solar powered there for a while.
He was going.
And suddenly turned up at training and someone said, hey, since when did we recruit Leo Sayer?
The other end of the ground is interesting. Well, firstly, who's going to ruck?
They might as well. Oh, I don't know.
They said Zach Smith was managed for the weather.
Managed. You can't get a kick and you're getting managed. I don't know.
Can he go with Martin?
I honestly don't know what... If I was Geelong, and Geelong are in exactly... I have absolutely no idea what to do.
Can Geelong get away with playing Blitzarves in the ruck this week?
No. I don't think Geelong can win the premiership.
So Blitzarves has to go to Hipwood?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, this is where Geelong potentially could... roll the dice, play Blitzarves in the ruck against Stephen Martin, and Lachie Henderson was serviceable last week. I've heard a few people poo-hoo Lachie Henderson. I thought he played reasonably well against North. He potentially could try him or Harry Taylor on Hipwood. Harry Taylor doesn't probably have the athleticism, but few do to play on Hipwood. Henderson has the sort of guile and the experience. to maybe play on him and you try Blitzarves in the ruck. But I don't know that that is going to work. I'm still not convinced that Brisbane are a pointy end team. They're playing really well. They're having a great year.
We've all been waiting for them to drop, haven't we?
Yeah. Mentioned those teams that they've beaten.
Yeah. We've all been going, when's it coming for Brisbane that they go off a cliff?
Well, it hasn't happened.
It's probably not going.
And full credit to them, I'm rapt for them that they've been in the doldrums for so long.
They're going to play in a prelim.
Oh, I don't reckon they will.
Don't you?
Oh, I reckon that they're the team that's really gettable in the finals.
See, I reckon that the Gabba in week.
Well, potentially, yeah, you could be right. I just think that they're really gettable. They're inexperienced. They're riding the crest of a wave right now, but I reckon when that wave breaks, you'll be Polaris missile through the sand.
But they might be. That wave might roll all the way to the end of September.
Yeah, I could. I just don't think it will. So I'd love the Cats.
Something to be said for the youthful exuberance.
Produced a bit of dumpage on them this weekend. It'd be nice. But I just don't think the Cats can win the premiership with Blitzarves playing in the ruck. So you've got to put in... Look, if it was me, if I had to make a decision, I'm playing Reece Stanley. Yeah. He's had a shocking second half of the year. The thing he can do that Zach Smith can't is... He can take a mark around the ground.
He could
drift forward and kick you a goal.
Yep.
He can get involved around the ground if he's playing well.
Yep.
Zach Smith doesn't, even if he's playing well, doesn't get involved around the ground and doesn't mark the ball. He just cannot mark the ball. He's 205 centimetres and he can't mark the ball. No. So I'm going with Stanley and I'm saying, this is it, mate. You've got to produce. Even if you're having a bad day, you've got to compete like there's no tomorrow. And not let your man dominate the game if you're not having a great game.
Yep.
But he's and then Blitzar's plays down back, and you just got to hit and hope that Reece Stanley could get it right when it counts.
So Martin and McInerney will do the ruck work against, you think, Stanley and Radaglia.
Yep.
With Blitzar's going back to hip.
Well, I'm not saying that's what will happen. I'm saying I think they've just got to say that to somebody. We can't just keep swapping. You can't. It's. The revolving during the ruck's been farcical in the last 2 months.
Adams will have to have a matchup. Does Adams go to Hawkins and Andrews go to Radaglia?
Well, Adams could go to Radaglia, I suppose. Now, Hawkins, maybe. I would have thought that you put your best defender on the best forward. Now, Adams has been, he's been okay. Mm. That is an option.
Yep.
But I would have thought Andrews goes to Hawkins.
Tom Atkins do a defensive role on Daniel Rich.
Maybe. I think there's other players in Brisbane that potentially.
But he's the dominant one off halfback.
Yeah.
Or Hodge.
I wouldn't go with Hodge. Hodge is a good set-up sort of player, but he's not your damaging.
I only had 10 positions last week.
Yeah, he's not as damaging player as Rich is now. Yeah. I mean, he's well past his prime. He gives them a bit of stability and some experience, but I wouldn't be looking to sit on Luke Hodge. He's not damaging. You're right, Rich can be the one who is.
Buse has had success on...
Charlie Cameron. Charlie Cameron's been absolutely red-hot for.
Success on bets, I was going to
say. He's like sizzling.
He kicked 6 from 10 kicks.
He was on fire. He's been on fire. He's the perfect matchup for Jed Buse. And I'd love to see them go to him and just completely shut him down.
Yep. Zorko?
Yeah, Geelong, you can't tag everyone. You can't have... But
he's going to play. He's going to play majority across half forward.
I'd like Zorko. I'd like to see somebody like... If he's playing across half forward, I'd like to see somebody like a Jack Henry go to him.
Yep.
Who can run with him athletically.
Yes.
Who's taller than him.
Yep.
And who has that... He has a pretty good defence-first mindset, Henry. He's not all out attack.
Yep.
So I'd love to see that match up because you've got to find somebody. But Zorko will go up the ground, though, and become a midfielder. That's when it becomes a bit dicey because you don't want Jack Henry doing that.
Mm.
So it's an interesting one. But if he was stationed across half forward, I'd love to see Jack Henry get in.
So you've got Buse going to Cameron. Who goes to Link McCarthy?
Well, that's where I think somebody like
is that a college?
College Asney goes to Link McCarthy.
Yep. Wonder if Link McCarthy will get asked about it at the Geelong press conference this week about how the hell can Brisbane get him right? What happened with Geelong over 6 years?
Is he having a press conference? Is he?
No, he's not.
Oh.
Chris Scott is though.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't be able to answer that, but it's just probably a bit.
He's played every game.
Yeah, it's been luck of the draw, I suppose. Unfortunately for the Cats, they've come out in the raw end of the pineapple there because he couldn't get near it when he was with the Cats.
Well, just because of his body, not because he couldn't play.
Even Dan Menzel. I know he's not played. He's only played two senior games of recent times, but his body's as good as it's been because he had that surgery that he didn't have when he was in Geelong.
Yeah.
So Sydney had him for 5 minutes and put him in for that surgery.
Yep.
And his body is as good as it's been.
Yep. Lachie Neal?
Yeah, well,
if you're going to stop one of their midfielders, it has to be, somebody has to. Does Cam Guthrie have to sacrifice? And I reckon, was it round 22 2 years ago against Richmond that he sacrificed his game to Dustin Martin?
Yeah, yep. And they won.
Yep.
Yeah, look, I'm not against that. I just wonder how many sort of defensive matchups you can go with. But yeah, it'll be really interesting to see whether they rate Lachie Neal. He gets a lot of scrap. He's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he's not your silk midfielder. He's a grunt sort of player who can kick it all over the place. Yep. But if he's getting it 40 times, that's got to hurt you at some point. So do they... Yeah, I wouldn't be against that option. And that allows Kelly, Dangerfield, or does even Menegola go to Lachie Neal?
Maybe.
He might be still a bit underdone, Menegola.
What's the third game? This will be third game back at AFL level. Yeah.
He might just need one more. He might just need a couple more.
He needs two more, and then he gets his week off. They'll put a bit of a run into him at training.
He should be cherry right back to his best.
Qualifying final. Yeah,
just don't know about that. But Cam Guthrie, that would be a good one. The thing about the Cats, I was thinking about this the other day, is that when they were up and about, they had... Their small forwards were working brilliantly.
Yep.
Tackle pressure was enormous. Now, for whatever reason, that's dropped off. And it's not potentially just because of the individual. It's potentially the way they're playing.
Yeah, correct.
They're not getting those opportunities to tackle.
Yep.
So that seems to be nowhere near the level it was.
Yep.
Gary Rowan was in red hot form. He's not even in the team and he can't get a kick. And I think he's in their best 22.
I would be shocked if they bring him back.
He's done, I'd say.
They now have to structure up Geelong. They need to use the next 2 weeks to structure up how they're going to look in the qualifying final.
Yeah.
And that's why I reckon you're right. I think Stanley plays this week.
It would be interesting. It would be a really interesting selection. So Rowan's done.
Rowan, best case scenario, wouldn't be back till probably the qualifying final.
And you couldn't possibly put him in off 3 weeks out.
Well, four by that stage.
No, and his form dictates he'd be out anyway.
Yeah. They won't make too many changes beyond
Did
that.
Did you read it, interestingly?
O'Connor will be back. Actually, O'Connor will get a job on somebody this week.
Yeah, well, he's another one.
He might get the job on McCarthy.
Potentially. Yeah, Colajasny or O'Connor are both capable of doing that. But what my point was going to be that, so the small forwards aren't tackling as much as they were. Players aren't, some players that were in form are now just going.
Yep.
And the other thing, too, is that has been a little bit disappointing is that, as Geelong struggles have sort of multiplied, they've gone back to the old Selwood in the middle, Ablett in the middle, Dangerfield in the middle.
Bit safe.
They've gone back to what, you know, and those blokes, it's been a little bit frustrating that they've gone, it hasn't taken them long to go back to that. Mm-hmm. They haven't continued the theme of how they were. So, you know, Selwood out in the wing, Ablett playing predominantly up forward.
Yep.
So he struggled to get a kick at times, Ablett, because the team struggled. So let's put him back in the middle. Mm. Suddenly Selwood's back in the middle. He, you know, he doesn't look 100% right. I just wish that you've got to keep banging away. And it'd be interesting to see what they do on Saturday, whether they just go back to that tried method. You know, some of those guys, as great as they are, having them in those positions is not always best for the team.
No, you're not developing anybody either.
No, and what was working early, they've gone away from that a bit. So I just hope they get back to that early season sort of structure.
Yep.
That'd be great. And you know, I mean, obviously there's some guys there. Interesting, did you hear that there's a little whisper was in the Herald Sun about a player who was abused by his former teammates.
Yep.
And his current teammates were very, very surprised at the level of abuse that he copped. Now, it was in the Herald Sun. Did you see that little whisper?
It was in the whisper column. In the score column.
K-Rock's own Scotty Gullen.
Scott Gullen, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the allegedly, rumour is that it was Gary Rowan.
Oh, okay.
That his former teammates absolutely...
Went down here.
Took to him.
Pasted him.
At Geelong. And then he was managed for the return bout against the Swans at the SCG, which I'm led to believe raised a couple of eyebrows up in Sydney. And yeah, so it's interesting. There's obviously, I think there's a feeling from some of the Sydney players that he's pretty mentally fragile, Gary Rowan, and they were savage, absolutely savage on him. And it'll be really interesting to see because his finals...
He played all right against the Swans, didn't he, in that first game?
He had four possessions.
Okay, that must mean he's off one because he had... Because he was pretty good.
I think he had four possessions. You might be able to look that up, but I think he played quite poorly. But yeah, that's supposedly the rumour of the player that was mentioned in that whisper by K-Rock's own Scotty Gallen. Okay. So
just having a look.
Are you just looking at it? Are you letting the fingers do the walking, are you, Kingy?
Just having a look. Gary Rowan against the Swans.
How many did he have? Drum roll.
Let's have a quick look. Against Sydney in round 11, you are right. He had four disposals.
Yep.
And kicked no goals.
No, he had an absolute stink bomb, and it started early from some of his teammates, and it did not stop for the entire night.
Ex-teammates,
yeah. And they just knew that was going to be the end of him in terms of getting him off his game, and it worked. So, and then he just pulling out. Well, I didn't pull out, but managed for the return bout. Wow, I'd love to be managed.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
man.
I love that.
All right, do you want some questions?
Yeah, what do we got?
Okay, let's have a look here. Pumpernickel, hopefully lessons have been learnt from past big games like this. Brisbane will bring some intense finals-like pressure all over the ground, and we know the usual suspects who are suspect when the heat gets turned up on them. Guys like Tui, Menegola, Stanley, Colajasny, I'm sure there's more, will be put to the test again. Hoping Mr. Scott has some wise words to these guys who seemingly choke in big games. If we are blown away in the first quarter, like we usually are in games like this, can we assume that we are just going to be making up the numbers again come finals?
Well, you'd hate to see Geelong blown away in the first quarter.
But if they are...
Well, that's not good. That's if they're blown away in the first quarter, that'd be genuine alarm bells. Mm. So, you know, look, I'm quietly confident Geelong will play well on Saturday. Mm. If they can produce those numbers around the footy and stifle Brisbane, I reckon that and it'll be it's a really big game. It's a pivotal moment in their season.
Oh, absolutely.
They've given themselves...
But it's a pivotal moment in a lot of club seasons.
Yeah, true. It's a pivotal moment in Brisbane season. Brisbane can finish on top.
But it's a pivotal moment for West Coast and Richmond,
yep.
For Fremantle and Essendon, for the Dogs and the
Cats,
Giants.
The Cats have played themselves in a position now where the destiny in terms of where they finish is in their own hands.
Yep.
And winning this week, potentially, as I mentioned earlier...
They finish on top.
And it also means that the likelihood is they potentially play Brisbane.
Yep.
So it confines Brisbane. And then... And if they've just beaten Brisbane, and Brisbane are going to come down here,
yep.
3 weeks later in Melbourne,
yep.
They're not exactly coming down chock full of confidence.
No.
So it's just a huge, huge game. And this is where this is the game where in 2017, Richmond stepped up in.
Yep.
In 2016, probably in the finals, the Bulldogs stepped up. Collingwood last year, I know they didn't win the premiership, but when things were on the line, games late in the year, they stepped up.
But Geelong won this game in 2017 against Richmond.
Yeah, and they would. They did. That was down here, wasn't it?
It was.
And Guthrie, you mentioned Guthrie tagged Martin.
And 2 weeks later, they were nowhere near it in that qualifying final.
Yeah, well, it's because my theory is that they've always won on talent. Mm. They've won on talent. There's been nothing underpinning that talent. But I think this year, they're playing a different brand of footy. They're actually, well, they were earlier in the year. Can they get back to it? Because that early season footy was un-Geelong-like,
yep.
In terms of how they'd won games in previous years.
I hope some planning has been done to curtail Charlie Cameron. Last time he played us in such a big game, he kicked 5-1. That would have been for the Crows, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, that was in that. Was that in that final? Yep. I probably could have kicked 3 that day. Geelong were putrid.
Who goes to him? Buse, the Shark? I have no idea. No, it's Buse.
Yeah, I think it's Buse.
Because you look at it and go, what he's done with Eddie Betts.
Yep.
Gets him the right.
The thing about it is I think at least you've got a couple of options. You send Busey to him. If that's not working out well, you could probably try Mark O'Connor.
If he's back.
Who's quite agile. Yeah. And then you could probably try Jack Henry, who's agile as well. So Busey definitely gets first crack. He's earned that. He's made his name as a stopping defender, and he's done some really good jobs on some of the biggest names in terms of the small forward. So hand him the job and be confident he can get it done. Yep.
Daz Broncos, if anyone had asked you for the odds of a 1v2 clash 2 weeks out from the end of the home and away season that involved Geelong and Brisbane at the start of the year, the odds would have been unofferable. Vegas would not give them out. It's just not possible.
No.
The opposite of what Professor Julius Sumner Miller would say in those old Cadbury ads. Why is it sold?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yet here we are. Can we just marvel for a second at the professor's great phenomenons and what we have before us? It's pretty cool that no one gave either a hope in Hades of being here, so some credit must go to both club coaches and players. Will Chook finally get out of the doghouse after 41-2 and get into the seniors again? He must surely, right? A much better effort in an ugly game and a good 4 points. Clearly the Cats 6 weeks final campaign starts this week in Bris Vegas. Win here and set ourselves up for a flag run. I don't think they're bringing Charlie Cameron in. Charlie Constable in.
Not, probably not in Brisbane. If they were going to bring him back, they probably would have done it last week in
those conditions,
wet conditions. Yeah. It actually ended up being okay, but
weather fine track fast at the Gabba.
I don't think who's coming out. O'Connor would be the only one who'd come into that team.
Mm.
So who'd be potentially on the block?
No, don't know.
So it means that the only problem with bringing O'Connor back.
Mm.
Is that you're bringing in another? Well, Lockie Henderson? Would have
I was
going to
say,
out.
will they bring in O'Connor? Will they push Blitzards back?
Well, this is the problem. If they bring
a ruckman in, they'll push Blitzards back, and that pushes Henderson out the side door.
Well, maybe they don't want to make that change. Well, they leave Blitzards in the ruck.
Well, they can get away. I think they can get away with not playing Henderson. Because Brisbane aren't overly tall.
No, they've got Mick Stay as their second.
Who Stewart.
He's not a...
Kolodziejczyk.
No, Kolodziejczyk or O'Connor probably could. Or Henry could go to Mick Stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really interesting selection. I'll be interested to see what they do, the Cats, because there's some... it's just getting it right.
Mm.
Because I think we all agree that the ruckman they've got on their list, I think all four of them aren't good enough.
Yep.
So I'm including...
Well, one of them's not even playing as a ruckman.
No, well,
he's playing as a forward.
It's a shambles, the ruck situation. They've got four ruckmen on the list, and I don't think any of them are up to AFL standard on a consistent basis. So, and then you've got Blitzer. So, and he probably is, but you don't want to play him there because he's the best three tall defenders and the key defenders in the comp.
Turbo Cat, with the impending retirement of Taylor and Ablett this year or next, and having brought in so many young players like Clark, Sav and Myers, our best 22 is beginning to tilt towards being far too young and fresh. So should it be no surprise that we have been recently linked to the likes of Jack Stephen and Shaggy Higgins, but what are they worth? If Geelong are looking at doing a deal that involves Charlie Constable for Jack Stephen, they're mad.
Oh, I find that'd be absolutely horrible.
I don't think that's on the cards.
That is an all-in move.
Yeah.
If you're doing that and you don't win a premiership,
yep.
If you're doing that, you're putting your hand up and you don't think Charlie Constable's any good?
I don't think they're doing that. I don't think they need Charlie Constable going to Ari.
Well, I hope not.
No.
Jack Stephen is... The mail is that they're looking at a second-round pick for Jack Stephen. So I just don't know how many poor ball users you can have in the one team. That's the issue with Jack Stephen. He gets the ball a lot, but he kicks
butchers
a lot of
it.
Play.
Yeah. Listening to the loquacious Chuck during your call on Saturday night, he thought a fair deal would be a three-way deal involving Kelly Hill and Stephen. That's
because Chuck Bradshaw St Kilda and he wants to get Brad Hill.
Chuck said some silly things over the journey on K-Rock. That's up there with probably the silliest.
Yeah, well, with his Saints hat on, he wanted Hill. So.
Yep.
I
think he'll still get into St Kilda.
I'd be much as a Geelong supporter. I would be much if that's the track Geelong want to go down. A, it means that they know Tim Kelly's not going to be there. But if that's the track they want to go down, I would be much happier getting Sean Higgins than Jack Stephen.
Yep. Sean Higgins faced the media on Tuesday and said that the reports that he's been offered a 2-year deal by Geelong and North Melbourne aren't budging from the 1 year he has remaining on his contract are factually incorrect.
Yes. He hasn't been offered anything from North Melbourne. He said he'd sit down with them at the end of the year.
Yep.
So he'll be on the rock on
that's true.
Sunday.
But I think he's denying there's an offer from Geelong.
Yeah, okay.
I understand there is.
Well, there'd have to be something. If Geelong have got some interest, they probably had to pencil something down.
You've got to put two.
On a serviette.
And it'd have to be two.
You would have thought.
Because there's no point in offering him one, because that's what he's already got at North.
No, and my mail is that he's really happy at North. His preference is to stay at North Melbourne. Yep. So, but
I hope he does. Look, I'd love to see him in the hoops, don't get me wrong, but I hope he sees out his career at North. Because he's turned himself into actually a great at North. A couple of Sid Barker medals.
He's a very good player.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's silky.
Yeah.
And he's tougher than you think, and he kicks goals.
Yeah.
He's got Jack Stephen covered.
Hmm.
And Jack Stephens comes with a whole heap of baggage.
Yep.
Geelong's history with getting players with baggage, Mitch Clark, this is a list.
Mm.
And they've got one potentially already on the list.
But maybe if Jack Stevens back here, a bit closer to home, maybe the situation changes.
Yeah, I don't just no. I'm not a fan of Jack Stevens.
Okay. If it was to happen, what's the deal then? What do the Cats give up?
For Jack Stevens?
The third round?
I wouldn't give anything higher than anything under pick 25.
Yeah, so it's a third round.
Geelong got, yeah.
Although Geelong's second round pick might be.
You know Geelong got a pick 21 for Reece Stanley.
They did.
That worked out well.
Fox Dog 50. Hey, boys, it's a decision we seem to talk about this about every week. Our ruck situation, shortly into the year, we have to chase a ready-made, genuine, good ruckman. There are two free agents, Goldstein and Jacobs, or Paddy Ryder comes out of contract who's not a free agent. Surely we go after a free agent, sign them for 2 years, go to this year's draft and get a young kid that can do their apprenticeship in the VFL. I think St Kilda are heavily into Goldstein.
Yep.
Jacobs, he's very good friends with Patrick Dangerfield.
Jacobs, I think, if Geelong are going all in and they're looking at players like Stephen and Higgins,
they might as well go and get Jacobs. They'd be better
they
going
need to get
Jacobs.
There'd be worse selections they could get than go and get Sam Jacobs for 1 year and play in the ruck. Because, I said, the ruckman, they've got four ruckmen there aren't good enough. So, I need to... Zach Smith probably won't be there next year.
Out of contract.
Darcy Fort will be because he's
contracted.
Ryan Abbott.
Out of contract.
Yeah, I'd be staggered if he's there. And, well, Reece Stanley's still going to be there because he's got a two... how he got 2 years, I still struggle to comprehend. But he'll still be there as well. But, yeah, and they've got to try and... I mentioned this. If there's a draftable kid...
Go and get a ruckman.
Go and get a ruckman you think he can develop. Someone who's got to... He's got to be physical.
Yeah.
None of these...
Yeah.
I can't say it.
Soft?
Kurzweil. No, not soft. Just those sort of... I mean, the ruck, by nature, you've got to have some sort of physicality about you. That's what I like about Radicalea. I don't think he should play in the ruck, but when he goes into the ruck...
But he's going to be a ruckman.
He's physical.
Radicalea is... Well, he was on with us after the Sydney game. He prefers to play in the ruck. I suspect that the ruck spot is his in 18 months' time.
Oh, there you go. Well, if that's the case and they want to play him like that, then they've already got their young developing ruckman on the list.
So go and get Jacobs for a year to fill the gap and then start
running. I just don't see that. Honestly, I'm against that. I think that Radicalea's his football traits would be much better utilised as a key forward than they would be in the ruck. Mm-hmm. And you risk...
See, I see it the other way.
Yeah, He can do stuff up forward that makes your defenders absolutely Bruce Nankervis.
But there's nothing
I don't know that he's ever going to have the... Hopefully, he may, but having a tank to play in the ruck, I'm not sure. The tank is the area he's got to work on. Mm. So whether or not... And some players just don't have that capability. So I reckon you'd be mad to play him as a full-time ruckman. I reckon he's your perfect key forward, can do some rucking in the forward line. And do stuff that makes you stand on your head. His ground level stuff's good. He's really athletic. He just needs to get another 40 games under his belt.
Landgraft. Chris Scott spoke recently about wishing top spot was worth more than it is currently, especially for us where it doesn't even net a home final. How do you think we should try to incentivize this? Should the finals bracket come with extra allowances, end of first round bonus pick, fruit basket? Obviously, there's an issue in terms of rubber banding type effects, so Scotty just wildly off the mark. You get the McClellan Trophy. I thought there was a financial... I thought they used to get 100 grand.
Oh, I don't know.
Top.
I don't think anymore.
No.
But look, you want to finish as high as you can.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter you get.
Scotty did mention in his press conference last week, like, you know, finish on top in the EPL is worth an absolute truckload, but that's actually a first past the post competition. Yeah. There's no
surely he's got other things to worry about.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yep. Let's win a game of footy this week.
Yeah, let's try and get the team back playing some good footy again like it was. Don't worry about what teams get in the EPL. It's absolutely irrelevant.
On you, Benny.
Is that us done?
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to this weekend. I'm front
going
square.
We're going to Brisbane.
We're on the Tin Missile. I'm actually genuinely excited. I'm not. I've overcome the AJ Green got injured. It's been a
disaster.
So
what was the outcome there?
Well, he's hurt his foot. He just looked like he sprained it. The next thing you know, he's having surgery.
So how much
they're
is
saying
he
may miss the first one or two games of the year.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. It's diabolical. For the great Bengals. But anyway, we're looking forward to the Cats this weekend. And it's just get your helmet on, get your popcorn, and just fill your fridge full of refreshments. And hopefully by the end of it, you've just got nothing on and the Cats have won by 16 goals. Kurzweil.
Geelong's official Wacker Noisome dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KersHire.com.au.
Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Cat Attack podcast on iTunes.